face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So those who don't know, we've been opening up Hardy's email for years on air. Every year, Hardy enters the lottery for Masters tickets. He'll take anything. Practice round.
Anything. Do you know how many friends I've had since we've started doing this, since we're even in the old studios, that come up to me and go, yeah, we had a good time down to Masters last year. A company takes us every year. We rent a house. We ate at the Perkins down there that's, you know, right down the street. There's that one Holiday Inn. But, man, there's nothing better than that egg salad sandwich you guys talk about. It's a shame Hardy can't enjoy that. That they feel bad and they would even consider maybe taking him one year and a private jet and all that. I didn't close the deal for him, though.
No.
I think this is more amusing.
I appreciate it, but way. I've always said I want to come. I want to be there by honest circumstances. I've had listeners call up over the years that, oh,
you want to do it the right way.
Got practice round tickets. Do you want to buy them?
You don't need charity.
No, I want to win the lottery. What do you want? You know?
I want to do it the right way.
And I practice round from all indications, fantastic. Some people have been to both.
Better like time, they said.
Like the practice round better. But believe me, I am not picky. If I end up with a pair for Sunday, I'll take them. But I'll take the practice round, too.
So say this email, you know, moves towards a positive ending here than the normal negative emails you always
yes.
or letters you get.
Oh, come on. There's no shot.
Your wife's okay with forking over the dough for what it would take to get you down here and back on Masters Sunday. It's probably Easter Sunday. Who knows? They might wait. Could be right about the same time.
Well, why? Is getting there cost prohibitive?
Well, I mean, like, you got the holiday. Oh, he's not home. It's costly.
Well, I mean, it's costly to fly to, I think, to get in and out
there's
of
nowhere to stay.
Augusta,
right,
you know, during the Masters.
It's not it's not like an expensive vacation.
No, it's not going to be 10 grand
right.
or anything like that. It'll be, you know, you'll spend a couple few grand,
for
I would think.
For a lifelong dream?
It's an inconvenience.
Sure.
It's an inconvenience.
Of course
it's an inconvenience
no.
to the family in
and
the spring.
I don't know that she would go with me. She would be my first choice.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, that's what, you know, what I would like to do for the two of us to go. And, you know, maybe enjoy a meal of food. And then just head on back. I could go down and back same day. Wouldn't bother me at all.
I would give you money ahead of time for you to bring me back one of those sandwiches.
One of the pimento sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see it. I'm not going to eat it because it's going to be bad by the time you bring it back. But.
Do you want me to say why it's okay that I didn't win now or after I
open
the email?
No, you got to open it first.
What's better luck? If I don't win, I'll be okay, and here's the reason why.
You know what? I saw that movie, Orange County, when Seth thought he was going to go away, but like he knew he wasn't going to get into Stanford. He wanted to go to Stanford.
Right.
Kind of like, yeah, it sucks. I'm going to get a kick in the nuts. I'm not going to go to Stanford. I'm not going to get accepted. He opened the letter. Ends up going to Stanford. They get accepted. So
right.
Maybe give the negative spiel first.
Beetle, it's going to be in April of 2021.
Maybe.
Are we convinced that there are going to be spectators allowed there?
Yes.
No. That's why I said maybe.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not even convinced it happens in April. I have no idea. Who knows what the winter looks like?
Well, I mean, I think they'll still have a tournament in April.
They didn't have a tournament this past April.
Well, they didn't have anything this past April. But all the stuff that was supposed to take place this past April is you know, things like that are now taking place.
Sure.
So
now.
I'm just saying that if the tournament goes off in April, there's a chance spectators still aren't allowed. And
correct.
The odds of getting them are
but
so slim because
think,
everybody
don't
was
think
supposed
the request
to
will be honored at some point, though?
Yeah.
Like, if you win when you open this email, they're going to honor the request at some point.
That's a good point.
They are fair people.
Either way, I'm fine with it. The people who do not get to go in November They got first crack at tickets for next year, so the pool is even smaller.
The pool is smaller.
We've never had this discussion. That logo, the Masters logo, it's one of the greatest logos in sports.
It's very identifiable.
I'm right. Serious. Like, you see that, you know, like, we're talking Masters.
Are we ready?
Yeah. I mean, you
drum,
can see.
Drum roll, please.
It's right there.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, and this is all I've seen.
You can
seen.
Already read some of the email.
No, this is all I've been able to read.
Drum roll.
Masters Tournament. 2021 Masters Ticket Information. 2021 Masters Tickets Selection. We have completed the selection process for 2021 PRAC.
Practice.
Practice round.
Whatever. Okay. So I'm going to open up right now.
Okay, go for it.
Practice rounds and daily tournament tickets and regret your application was not selected for tickets.
Jackass. What a loser.
Another year and another loss.
What do you have to live for? Really?
Every 12 months, we open up that email.
The guy works so hard. He does everything.
It would mean the world to him.
That's Swiss Army knife.
That's the crazy part. Those scam artists.
I'm kneeling down.
They won like dozens of times.
Yeah.
And the guy who really cares about it can't even win.
Sure. Does his own golf show. I listen. He had a caddy on talking about Wingfoot.
I know. He emailed us last week. How was that guy?
It was great.
Really?
Billy the Lupa.
I couldn't get out of the car. I was getting coffee. I couldn't get out of the car. I texted him like, this is a great interview.
Be sure to visit Masters.com in June 2021 for details regarding the ticket application prize for 2020. Sorry, kids.
Moose out front, you told you park's closed.
Park's closed.
Thank you for your continued interest in the Met.
Thank you, Gordy. It's been my pleasure. And
oh, what a day.
I mean,
that sucks.
It's just
that'd have been like me going to Latrobe, the Steelers training camp, and me being told I couldn't go, like when I was a kid. That's something you want to do. You hang it, can't wait for it every year.
It's going to take place, you know, if it happens with fans. Patrons, as the gentlemen of Augusta prefer you refer to them as the patrons of Augusta.
Correct.
If they're there, like a week or two after what will be a milestone birthday for me at the end of March, and this was. This is, you know, what I've been saying to myself for years. If I never go to the Masters, that, you know, I'm just going to pull the trigger and buy tickets as a birthday present to myself in 2021.
Thank you, Gordy.
And now, I don't even know if you can do that. Like, can you spend all that money up front and like for something that may not happen? Big pain in the ass getting your tickets refunded and all that stuff. I don't know.
Better luck next year, Hardy.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
You deserve a little luck there. 617-779-0985. We're right back at it with you and the Patriots.
More calls.
Discussion.
Pats.
From earlier. Also, a mention of the Celtics. We got to get to the Celtics for a couple of minutes today.
Yeah, we got to hit on them
Yeah,
real quick.
We can do all that. All that's on the way.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dragic, who was so big in the first two games, misses another Miami three. The clock hits triple zeros. The Celtics get Gordon Hayward back. They get their swagger back. They get their game back. And they are back in the series. They win by a final of 117-106. And the Miami lead is cut to 2-1 with 4 long days to think about it.
Ooh.
And these are some days that everybody's going to have to think about. If you think of the Celtics, the way they play early on, you can build on that. What you'll say, if you're the Celtics also, you'll say, okay, what did you do really to give this, to get Miami back in this game? We must improve on that.
117-106 is the final. Celtics win game 3.
Some good analysis in that clip right there in that the Celtics played great early. Defensively, they were spectacular. And they fed off of that, and it helped them at the other end of the court. Yet by the end of the game, even though Miami never led, it was just close enough that that should stick with the Celtics a little bit.
Trouble closing, baby.
That was no blowout victory.
Like, here we go again, right? Like, oh, no.
Could you believe that at the end? You're like, this game is close. This thing is in doubt a little bit.
I hear Stevens after game two, like, you know, he's talking about Gordon, and I know he's trying to say everything positive. Like, he's a rock for us. He's a force. He's not a force. But I think he helped stabilize some things. He gave you another option, gave you another body. Jaylen Brown, I thought, was different. I thought Jaylen Brown, you know, exerted himself. Tatum was aggressive. Tatum was aggressive in this game. Good game for both the young kids.
It did, it changed the dynamic enough the after.
I don't know if it changed the series.
It changed that one game in a series that was going absolutely the wrong direction.
Fighting, inner fighting. Yeah.
Well, novel concept. Jump out to a 14-point lead and hold on to it. All right. Whatever.
What have they done differently than the other two games?
Gordon Hayward was there.
Yeah, that's the
I'm not saying he's the reason. I'm saying there was something different. And the only thing I can point to is, you know, him being there.
Then you have to just, you know, look at it closer. Did he open up more things for Tatum and Brown? You know? And the point production
was spacing was better. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Was he like six? What was his number? 6'5" and 4" or six?
I don't know. All I know is that when he first came on the floor, it was
he's not going to hog it, so he's going to defer, which helps the two young guys out, right? Because they want the ball. They're the ball hogs. They need the numbers.
He was coming into a game where the Celtics had already built the lead.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
And then in the fourth quarter, defensively, he's out there when the Heat cut into the lead.
Yes, I didn't see the force that Stevens is talking about. And I know he's going to talk him up. But I don't feel like the series swung or changed, but it sucks. I got to wait till Wednesday to play. It really does. You probably want to get back out there 2 days after it, right?
It's a long layoff now.
Who's it help? I don't think it helps anybody.
I think it could help the Celtics because Hayward is going to have some rest now.
That's a good point.
Playing and playing again.
Yeah, yep.
Maybe. So, I think it helps the Celtics.
Yeah, it's up to Brad to figure out what the hell happens in the third and fourth. And what do we need to change? And then maybe you go back and it's going to allow them as a staff to look at the tape closer, give the guys some time off. And we're going to come back here. Let's talk about it Monday. Let's practice it Tuesday. Let's get it out there and let's do it on Wednesday.
Let's get back to some of these calls. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Jake in Boston on the final play call.
Hey.
Boys, how we doing?
What do you got?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'll get into the Jake from Boston stuff later this week. Mackenzie Andrews is on some kind of adult-themed podcast, which should be interesting. And then Linda Holiday obviously couldn't wait to kind of tie her dad's own passing in with Bill Belichick. It's almost like she Carol Baskin.
Stop it. No, we're not doing that.
Jake. Final play. Yes.
Better than that.
Come on.
About the final play, which we all agree, everyone knew it was coming. One of the reasons why you brought Cam here was to take advantage of what happens when a play breaks down. So instead of having him run to the left, and I know they have success on the play, why don't you roll him out with the receivers and the tight ends to the right and wait for that play to break down and give yourselves two options instead of one? And then I can't help but wonder what would have happened last night if the Patriots had a real coaching staff instead of the nepotism come into play. Because 4 touchdown passes from Russell Westbrook. I get Russell
Wilson.
You know who I'm talking about. I know he's the best quarterback in the league right now. But you have issues now right now in week 2 when you've allowed 4 touchdown passes, which is as many as you allowed in all 2019, with this so-called great secondary, including a top-flight corner who just got $5 million for no reason. That was unacceptable, and the linebackers were unacceptable as well.
Okay. It was 5 passes, by the way. It's 5 touchdowns.
5 different guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defense, last night.
Okay.
Your thoughts on it?
Not good. Not good.
Obviously. Where were they the worst?
I think they were worse on second and third down. I think they were kind of okay on first. I think they got lost in coverage at times in between the zone. Like, they were fine in man when they went nickel. But I think, you know, Bentley's an issue in the middle of the field. That's obvious. I think now if you're going to blitz, Duggar's your blitz guy. So you're going to change some things, the way you do stuff, you know? Like, that guy could thump. That's something that's different to me, where you get second-level pressure to where you could take a lineman and push him backwards. That's good defensive skill right there. That's something you haven't had. Like, Chung was a good cover guy. He could match up with tight ends. He's a good tackler around the box. Duggar could get in there and mess some people up. Like, kid's a thumper. So you need to figure out some of those combinations. I didn't see any, like, breakdowns. Seattle went out and made plays. You got to credit them. The ball Wilson throws, the arc on it, is so high. And the accuracy, when that ball's coming down, his guys do such a good job of adjusting their body and just putting the hands out there at the last second. Because the Patriots are there. And I don't know, like, how you – what's the coaching point moving forward? Okay, we're going to be in a hip pocket. We got to go to hands. We got to go to hands when we see hands to the ball. You can practice that next couple weeks, you know? You're not going to see a deep ball thrower like that again. Because you're going to see Mahomes. Mahomes is more of a rocket thrower. Like, they're darts. And hang them up. Like, he'll throw it on a line 30 yards and stick it in there. Wilson, arc. All arc. Put the ball up. Let my guy go play it. That's an art.
David's in Boston. Hi, David.
Give him credit.
Hey. Hey. I wanted to talk about who they should go after. After last night, I really felt like the first 2 weeks, the front seven is more of a problem than the receivers. Cam Newton's used to mediocre receivers. Bill Belichick's not good at picking receivers. But he's pretty good at getting linebackers. I mean, you got Villanueva and you got that other guy who went to the Colts. And I just feel like we have no pressure on the passer. I know they're mobile quarterbacks, but everyone is now. And we can't stop the run. So I feel like that's where we need the help. We can live with the receivers we have.
Okay, out of those two things, my bigger concern is not stopping the run. That to me is a concern. The no pressure on the quarterback, when the Patriots play mobile quarterbacks, they don't always try to get home and get to the quarterback. They'd rather keep guys contained than worry about trying to sack the quarterback.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson can beat you in so many ways.
Sure can.
Like, at some point, you've got to recognize who you're playing last night. Right?
Yep. And it's not like you could say, hey, let's pressure him from the middle. Let's pressure him from the outside. His ability to slide in that pocket and just throw on the run. And two of the throws he made on touchdowns, he was getting hit when he was throwing.
Exactly. I think the Patriots picked their spots with guys like Wilson.
Winovich tried. Winovich was close a couple times, man. You know, you see stuff like that. Like, there's things you see that you're going to be able to tweak defensively. I think Cowart, like guys like Calhoun and Cowart, get good pad level up underneath. You know, Lawrence Guy isn't the type of force he is when Danny Shelton was here last year. So you're going to have to maybe move him around a little bit. Try and get him some free spots here. More of those games, those twists up front. See, and that's the thing without having Hightower and Chung there, those experience and Van Noy. You knew it was smooth. It was Jamie Collins, his athleticism. The ability of those guys to cross on blitzes. And they've done it so much, it's second nature to those guys. These guys are all new. Bentley's got his head on a swivel. Winovich should still have his head on a swivel. Got a rookie back here playing safety. You know? Jackson, still a developing player. Good player. I really like him. J.C. Jackson's a damn good player. He's still, you know, feeling his way around. So, a lot of stuff to talk about.
One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150. Here's Hardy.
Hee-haw.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Hey. It didn't sound like it, did it?
What is it? What is the song that American, you were saying?
A
Fall Out Boy or something?
No, he thinks it's Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World.
Yes.
The middle.
It just takes
some time. Just a little bit of it. Wait some time. And it'll be all right. All right. Everything will be all right.
I don't know.
It's like for that American Wedding era, you know? Just...
Hey, don't write yourself off yet.
Give me a
great
song.
Come on, great song.
Hey.
Start the song. Hey.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet.
Yeah. I like the new rejoints. I've already done a nice job with them. freshens the place up a little bit.
Just try your best.
One day we're going to have to bring out week one of the Sports Hub. Just play all the rejoins and the little jingles.
We had a whole pandemic to do that. How did we not think of that?
I don't know. Like, let's go back in time one day.
Retro day.
Yeah, retro day.
Like throwback uniform day at a baseball game.
Right. Like read one of the old ads. Yeah.
All right, Dave in Maine.
Hey, Dave.
Has some thoughts on the Patriots. Hello, Dave.
Maine.
Come on, Maine. Dave, you there? So Maine. Dave!
Hold on, he's tightening the string on his can.
All right, we'll go to New Hampshire instead. Pearl in New Hampshire.
Oh, Pearl. Pearl's back.
So, Zoe, it's so funny because, Zoe, earlier you said, who would have expected it from Cam? You know, you didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And, you know I knew. You know that I was saying that he that this is what he's capable of. But, Zoe, this is your hypocrisy coming to light. Because you said that Cam, you didn't know what to expect from Cam, and why would you expect that from Cam? But yet, you've seen him do this, but you were all on the Jarrett Stidham camp.
He had no game experience with this team. Do you understand that?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It matters a little bit when he hasn't played in 2 years.
Jesus.
Yeah, but you say that like he
there's no normal buildup to the season. You had guys, veterans opting out here with this team, thinking like it's not our year.
I understand that, but here's my issue with that is
what's the issue?
Here's the issue with what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
You act like Cam hasn't done it. Like y'all are so surprised that he threw for 300. Whatever. The man has thrown for 23 games of over 300 yards.
Right, with a vanilla called offense with coordinators and coaches that aren't as good as this one.
Yes, so that would make you feel more comfortable, like, oh, with what he has.
If they were going to...
No, that is a weird argument on your part.
No, Pearl. I didn't know if they were going to force him to say, stand the gun, you're going to run Stidham's offense, and we're not going to let you run the ball. We're not going to do RPO stuff. You understand the stubbornness of that of some coaches. Like some coaches won't look and say, well, we don't do it here. And I thought that's the way it is here. I thought it's going to be a system. And that's why Hoyer was back, because we're going to run the same system. And they're going to get Stidham ready. That was my whole assumption, because Cam was a plan A when March came around. And I know they didn't have money. They picked him up at the end of June, Pearl.
Can I say this, please?
Sure.
I just want to say this. Can we stop with the Cam stayed out until June thing? I mean, you got to understand, there wasn't a lot of teams that needed quarterbacks. They were all pretty much all set. When you look at other quarterbacks that were getting signed, you know Cam was better than them.
You don't think Denver, you don't think Jacksonville can use a quarterback?
Against himself.
I know.
If you think Cam is that great, then you should be upset that he wasn't signed sooner.
I'll give you five teams right away that could their quarterback envy. Jets, you don't think the Jets, about Denver, Jacksonville. Keep going. Look at teams out west.
I think there should have been more interest in Cam. There should have been more interest in Tom Brady. And I think
his own team.
I think Cam,
they gave up on him,
would have liked the Patriots to pay him more than what they're paying him. And by the way, if he keeps playing this way, he's going to get some more money.
It's like Matt Rhule took over at Carolina. Like, he's not my guy. I'm going to run the way I want. I'm going to bring Bridgewater in.
I also think Cam knew that he wanted to start somewhere. And when the Patriots made him an offer, I mean, he, as I said right away, as long as he's healthy, the other two guys stood no chance to beat him out.
Hey.
You and I disagreed on this.
I was wrong. And if you listen to our show, and I know Pearl listens to our show, and thanks for listening, I have been nothing but complimentary. I am enjoying this. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. And you know me. This isn't fake. Like, there's something there now. And I just didn't think it was going to happen in that short of time. Because I know how long it takes to absorb this offense. And I didn't know if they had the open mindset to, you know what? If you like doing it this way, we're going to do it this way.
They had because to. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought him in.
They wouldn't let Brady do stuff.
They wouldn't bring him in.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking like, okay, they got horse blinders on. They're going to do it their way. Because this is how we do it, and this is how we do it here, and we do it differently here. And
we were talking pregame yesterday. I think Josh McDaniels is probably having a lot of fun doing his job right now.
Yeah, because
I think the offense has been scrapped in the sense that, hey, we've got a quarterback that's willing to do whatever it is we think might be a good idea.
Go figure it out.
Yeah. Right? Like, how do you think the general attitude of Cam Newton is right now versus what Tom Brady was a year ago at this time?
Oh, Brady was miserable. 8-0 and they're miserable.
miserable.
It's almost like they're more enjoyable at 101 right now.
Cam Newton appears to be the polar opposite of that.
He threw some dimes last night. What do you want me to say? It's good.
You heard him after the week one. You heard Cam Newton say, we just took what the defense gave us. We just found ways to win.
He's got to keep doing it. That's the key. They got to figure it out. They got to eliminate mistakes. They got to clean up some of the footwork. There is some footwork and release issues there. But 95% of it's pretty damn good. Fix that other 5%. We're rolling.
I know that a $179 was to Edelman last night. But the guy's threw for nearly 400 yards, and he's got no one out there outside of Edelman.
I don't think I know that.
I like Damir Bird, but come on. He's Damir Bird. N'Keal Harry. Yeah, I know, first round pick, but he's N'Keal Harry.
It's going to be scary when you play really good defense.
Cam's the reason you're in this spot at 1-1 and nearly won the game. One play away from winning that game. And that's the difference between
he's carrying you on offense
a great
right
team
now.
And a good team, right? Yep. I get it.
He's carrying you on offense.
It's week two. It's week two. Plenty of time to get better.
Yeah. Plenty. Enjoy it. I feel better about the team. Week two.
Dave in Maine is back.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So a couple things. I was just wondering, number one is, are any of the Patriots draft picks picked playing so far this year?
Yeah, Duggar.
And number two, do you think they need to address the field goal kicker? And I'm going to listen to you guys because I know Zoe makes more money than I do.
Okay. Good job, Dave. Good job acknowledging that. At least you admit that. Afrenay Jennings was out there a little bit yesterday. We've seen he's been in there first 2 weeks. The big tackle. Again, Duggar's playing on a regular basis now and in some good rotations with starters. Winovich year two, drafted last year. Josh Uche inactive. Hopefully he's going to give you a little thump in the middle. Can't wait to see him get healthy and get out there. He was a scratch yesterday. What are you going to do about kicker? You got two kickers on your roster. Cross your fingers and hope Rohrwasser is hurt. And they're waiting for him to get healthy to get him up and going.
I don't think that's the case.
Then why would you keep him around?
Because you're embarrassed about the fact that you wasted a fifth-round pick on him.
That's sad.
And you've got the opportunity to keep a bunch of guys on the practice squad, and they're hoping and keeping their fingers crossed that it was an injury and that he can actually kick and that they didn't waste a fifth-round pick on a kicker.
I agree with you. That would be unfortunate, sad, give it a name. Is it possible, even likely, that's the reason? Let's keep him around. Maybe he's got something after all. Because we don't want to look like
maybe if he's a third rounder. I don't know. I think if it's fifth, you're taking a shot on a guy. I don't look at that as a very high pick, but
I don't either.
Darius Slayton was a fifth round.
Hey, I don't either. Do they?
Yeah, you know? I mean,
do they look at fifth round as being valuable?
They look at seventh rounders as being valuable.
Exactly.
Valuable. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
But when you miss, they've cut bait quickly before. They did it with O'Connell, the quarterback.
Year two.
Yeah.
They'll cut a guy year two.
See, but I think a special teams guy is developed.
Was Rozay Dowling out year two? I can't remember.
No, I mean they kept Jordan. Do you think Jordan Richards was a player after year one? They still kept him going.
They liked him.
They loved him. He wore the big baggy shirts underneath. It made him slower.
Oh, who's the corner they just a couple of years ago that they cut in year two? Cyrus Jones?
Oh, Cyrus Jones.
Is that year two or year three?
Yeah, year two maybe at the end of it. After a couple turnovers, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Duke Dawson? Gone. Didn't last. He was a second rounder.
Second round pick.
But to say that, you know, the fifth round is fifth round pick, and do we put a high value on it? No, if we're being honest, we don't. You and I and Hardy, we don't put a high value on it.
Yeah.
But they do,
mm-hmm.
And they found players that have contributed to their team in the fifth round. I mean, they have. They haven't had a bunch of fifth-round picks, but they've had some. Marcus Cannon was a fifth-round pick.
Bailey, wasn't Bailey?
Did Marcus Cannon play?
Where'd they get Bailey?
Bailey was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, fifth-round pick.
Joe Cardona, fifth-round pick. I know, special teamer, sort of a...
Oh, they like them special teams, fifth-round pick guys.
They love that.
Sweet spot. Sure do.
That's all. I'd rather they take a flyer on someone else, a position player, that might turn out to be good.
Yeah.
Matthew Slater, fifth-round pick. He's worked out. Today's takeaways are now.
Nice.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
I don't think you can.
We need to break news, everybody.
every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
And yeah, it's hot takes for the day. Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. September's here. You're settling in that new routine. Why not make losing weight with Awaken 180 part of your new routine? Fast weight loss and then free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's take a moment and talk about your Boston Red Sox, who have now 6 games remaining. 3 against the Orioles, 3 against the Braves.
Who'd they play this weekend?
And this season is over. They played the Yankees and dropped 2 of 3. They did get a win yesterday, 10-2.
The hell with that stuff. The most important stuff was some fan went up the freaking back of the Green Monster.
Indeed. A fan scaled the back of the Green Monster.
This is great.
Out on Lansdowne and made his way up over the monster and into the camera pit in center field.
And he starts screaming at people.
Yeah.
Who's that yelling?
Oh, pause. Hold on. We should set this up. This is from the Yes Network broadcast, and the announcer is Michael Kay, who you probably recognize his voice, and that's him saying, who's yelling? Because the guy was all alone in the ballpark screaming from center field.
He was throwing hats out, wasn't he?
Yes.
Who's that yelling? Oh, my.
A little help.
We wonder how he got into the ballpark.
Yes, we do. We do wonder how the hell this guy got in here. What he yelled there, if you couldn't make it out, he said, we love New York. Boston loves New York. 9/11 marathon bombing America. And then he was pointing at a hat. I couldn't quite see what was on the hat.
It had an FD on it, I think, for fire department.
But it was like a baby blue hat with an FD on it.
NYFD, I think.
Oh, it wasn't NYFD.
I can't tell for sure. I'm watching.
And then he threw the hat onto the field.
Welcome to 2020, baby.
And then the umpire's like, whoa, what the hell is this? Who is this guy?
The home plate ump is like, stop pointing at him. I'm like, nope, that's not allowed. Like pointing up in there, like, yeah, everyone sees it. You don't need to point him out. We see what's going on. He climbed down there into the camera well.
He's still wearing, like, is he going to jump off the wall? The Green Monster.
And a nice fanny pack. That appears to be leather or a leatherish type of fanny pack, but he had it like slung across his chest.
I think that's called a messenger bag.
That's not a messenger bag. No.
Is that what that's called?
Like a man pack, satchel.
I believe it's European.
It's a satchel.
I believe it's a men's carryall.
What did Alan wear in a hangover? It was a satchel.
Yeah.
Like Indiana Jones. It,
that is not a messenger bag.
No?
No.
Mm. No, you're right. That. It's like one of those weird backpacks, though, with the one strap. He was not arrested.
The man thing.
Not arrested.
He was not arrested, according to Boston police.
Was he taken in for evaluation?
He was taken to a nearby hospital for psychiatric evaluation.
There you go.
I think fans are just having it. Like, you can't go to games. Like, you got to open things up. Look, we got to get into the games here.
I'm not sure if this is just an overzealous fan situation. May have been something else going on there.
What? I mean, what the hell?
It seemed like he had his wherewithal to actually know how to get in there. So, I mean, that counts for something.
Also, today we had a call from Buffalo for Zoe.
Typical Bills, 2-0.
10 or 15 of you guys kept talking about how Josh Allen, 22-year-old kid, sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
When you were 22, you sucked.
You suck worse.
The kid is
you're calling my show, which makes you suck worse. How many touchdowns you catch Bills Mafia on the parking lot?
I make more money than you, bro. You suck.
That could be the pinnacle.
What do you do?
What do you do? You make chicken wings up there? What do you take? Do you take tickets at the falls?
You guys.
Oh my God! Typical jackass Buffalo fan. Bills Mafia. They do this every year. They come out of the freaking gate and they're 2-0 and they're 4-0 and they're 7-1. And then guess what? You get film on him, and then your clown quarterback airmails 3 balls into the stands or throws 4 turnovers in a game that means something because your team perennially sucks. You suck. when we go to Buffalo, it's great because you know why? We get to leave Buffalo in 18 hours. I don't have to stay in your suck bag city.
Pretty good line.
Last year was the first time ever we played in primetime because people thought your team's getting good. Because normally it's 1 o'clock every Sunday. You know why it's 1 o'clock every Sunday in Buffalo? Because you suck. And your little hero coach gets all excited and starts yelling at other coaches because he thinks he's playing now, too. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Slade, you suck, though.
You got yelling? A nice little... still yelling, John?
You got a nice little team. Nice little team in Buffalo.
They're a better team than you give them credit for.
They are. Oh, no, I just love messing with them because they can't take it.
I still want to know what he did for a living and he makes that much money. I guessed hedge fund manager, but right. I also would open it up to like anesthesiologist.
They do have waiting rooms where you can leave surgery to go call a sports talk show in another city.
Like, what would afford him the opportunity to do that? Maybe like maybe he's part of like a DC think tank, you know? And they took a break.
Wouldn't this be Buffalo's luck tank? Though? Brady's finally gone. Cam Newton catches fire, and the Patriots still win the division. Everything, this is like Buffalo's year. Everybody and her mother are picking up.
They still don't have the best quarterback in the division.
When you were 22, you sucked.
You sucked,
The
John.
Patriots have the best quarterback in the AFC East.
You sucked.
His
worse.
Name is Cam Newton. He's the best quarterback in the division.
Let's
I'm sorry,
Cam.
Buffalo.
Let's go, Cam.
You have a good team, but...
Nice little team up there.
Josh Allen's, he's been good for like 10
nice
days.
Team. I got a nice team up there.
Yeah. A week and a half, he's been good.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.